Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
If you took President Xi Jinping and turned him upside down and shook him, the World Health Organization would fall out of his pocket.
Well, well, look who it is.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, we're the party that's speaking out against hate and division and bigotry and racism and anti-Semitism.
Oh, that's rich!
We are an interconnected world, and we stay interconnected by travel. So travel is really very important. And the gateway to safe travel is to get vaccinated.
Seems a little crazy.
The crazy people are the ones that are vaccinated, still wearing six masks in New York City. I mean, to be honest with you.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
That guy that's talking about the no anti-Semitism in the Democrat Party, that's Dave Cicilline from Providence. He's the congressman, former mayor. He's gay, by the way, too. So I guess also, as much as Ilhan Omar and
you
Rashida
better watch
Tlaib
your microaggressions, bro,
aren't anti-Semitic, I guess Al Sharpton, when he was referring to the Greek homos, he was a presidential candidate in your party, Representative Cicilline. I guess that doesn't count, though, does it? And Joy Reid, all those homophobic tweets that she put out. Oh, I forgot. No, that was the time traveling hacker that got into her Twitter account that posted all the homophobic stuff. God, these people, do they think that nobody has any memory? That we all have our memories erased every night while we sleep? And so they can say anything they want, and it doesn't ring a bell in anybody's mind. And I didn't even tell Taylor to pull some of this stuff today about, you know, Al Sharpton's and Joy Reid's homophobia. Oh, just ridiculous. And how about Bobby Kennedy, for that matter? The late Bobby Kennedy, he was totally anti-gay. I'd suggest you pick up copies of Kennedy Babylon's volumes 1 and 2 for 844-500-4242. That is the toll free number of the Howie Carr Show. Grace has to go up to Perfect Smiles in Nashua for her dental appointment. I told her she'll have a good time up there. It's really a great place to get your teeth cleaned, but she's not going to be here for Grace's news, and we don't have a new cheap bastard deal. I'll go over the old cheap bastard deals because we still got some stuff left from Fun Spot in Laconia, the largest arcade in the world. And we still have some, and also in New Hampshire, we have a Living Water campground in Twin Mountain, New Hampshire. That's another good deal. $50 gift certificates for $25. So get on board for those. HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. But that's the only cheap bastard stuff we'll be talking about today, or this hour anyway. So I want to move a lot of calls because we don't usually move a lot of calls in the first hour of the show, and I think this is one that I've been thinking about. And I know a lot of people have been thinking about, and that's the fact that the price of everything is starting to go through the roof, and it's just really really ridiculous. And I'm looking here. This is Trump during a recent interview, and he's talking. A year ago, We mentioned Newt Gingrich had a piece on FoxNews.com. A year ago, the price of gas was $1.77 a gallon in the United States. Those were the good old days, weren't they? Now, here's Trump's prediction. After a year ago, it was $1.77. Here's what Trump says it's going to be soon. Cut 34.
You look at what's going on with pricing, and obviously you're going to have inflation. Gasoline is going to stop at $6-$7, I think, based on what I'm seeing. We were energy independent when I left, And right now, I would have to say we are no longer energy independent.
What about the price of plywood? What about the price of lumber? That's gone up like, I don't know, I think that's gone up like 500% in the last few months. 500%. That's a little bit above the consumer price index. And remember, too, the consumer price index has been juggled. So that some of these, you know, when you read that inflation is up, it doesn't even include fuel or food. It's just other commodities. So 844-500-4242. What have you seen going up in price? Now I went to Market Basket when I got back from Florida, and we had a big shop, but it was close to 300, but we were just buying everything, you know, cause we just had to refill, our condo, you know, we were out of everything. But Taylor, you were just at a supermarket recently, and you noticed it, right?
Yeah, my wife went shopping on Monday, and we get HelloFresh, so we get most of our meals delivered to us. So we just need the bare essentials for breakfast and things like that, and of course, baby food. And just a week's worth of shopping without getting any big meals. We don't get snacks or junk food or anything like that. No soda. $200.
It's
when something like that might cost us, you know, 75, 80, maybe $100 at most.
Yeah. I know. It's just, you know, I mean, yeah, you can call up and you can mention gas, but we're all seeing gas. I'm just wondering if there's anything like specific that you like to buy.
Well, and I told you a few weeks ago, I'm getting a fence put in my yard, finishing the fence, and would have cost $6,000-$7,000 is now going to cost us $15,000.
Because of the lumber.
Because of the lumber, yeah, and shipping. And anything vinyl-based, forget about it, because it's all petroleum-based. So those prices have skyrocketed. So I'm going to start a GoFundMe pretty soon.
And you know, the other thing is, too, it takes so much longer to, if you order anything special. Like when I was down in Florida a couple months ago, I wanted to get a new bike for myself. And they said, the guy said, okay, you can here, is this the bike you want? He said, okay, delivery will be, and then he turns around the screen so I can see, like, I'm not going to believe it. It said October 31st, happy Halloween for your new bike. I said, I don't, you know, this was 2-3 months ago. And then I was with somebody ordering some furniture, and they said, oh, it'll be 4 months. 4 months, lawnmower. One of the VIPs just said a lawnmower. How long does a lawnmower take?
Yeah. You can't get one from here. If you want to order a snowblower for next winter,
you have to order a snowblower now for next winter. I mean, this is crazy. 603, how about the price of a bushel of corn, like $40 a case now? Corn will be expensive for this summer. Yeah, so I actually saw somebody tweet it out. They said they worked at a grocery store. They said, a year ago, because of the panic, they weren't letting people pick their own ears of corn off the, you know, off the table, off the counter. And they said, now this year, corn is so expensive, most of the people we told not to pick up the corn won't be able to afford to pick up any ears of corn.
Yeah, if you go during business hours like a chump.
844-500-4242. We built a fence. It cost us over $600. Last year when we priced it, it was $290. 844-500-4242. My sister-in-law got rear-ended. This is 407. Took her 2.5 months for her car to be repaired because the Ford plant had been converted to make ventilators. They've been having layoffs in the Midwest, in Michigan and Ohio, some of the big car plants because they can't get the chips. I mean, this is a related part of it is the shortages that are coming in. 774, free shipping isn't long for this world either, with energy costs ready to increase massively. Thanks, Dems, for also damaging the future of online commerce. Why not? They've damaged everything else, all other forms of commerce. Why not online too? 844-500-4242. Bruce, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Yeah, so when the price of gas was down and everything was going great before they stole the election and did all this fraudulent things that they've done to us, now they're jacking up the fuel price. So now when we get to go out to go to these restaurants and these hotels to save our economy, save our country, we can't even do that, Howie.
I know. I know. I talked to there was a guy at the remote in Portsmouth of Toyota of Portsmouth, and he came in late. And Grace and I were talking to him as we were leaving, and he was an Uber Eats driver. And I said, "How's business?" And he said, "He said it was great until the price of gas started skyrocketing." He said, "Now it's now I'm just scraping by." I mean that's the price of fuel, oil. All these hipsters that live in the city, I think they don't seem to. I think a lot of them don't feel like they're affected. They don't realize that everything moves due to trucking or even rail. You know, they got to use fuel. Everything fuel controls the price of everything. Plastics too. 781 organic eggs, $7.59. I know a way around that. Regular eggs. I used to buy eggs before the mailroom manager went organic on me for eggs. I used to buy eggs for like 99 cents at Market Basket. I wonder how much the regular eggs cost now at Market Basket. I'll bet they're more than 99 cents.
We've been considering getting chickens.
Really?
The wife has been nagging me to get chickens.
Chickens are good. I used to have chickens. But, you know, the thing is, you're going to have to buy some more fencing, some wire,
we have
chicken wire.
We live in a fairly rural area, and we've got coyotes and foxes and fisher cats.
Yeah, it's not much fun to come out. I think I'll have some eggs for breakfast. And you go out and the chicken's head has been ripped off.
Honey, I've got dinner tonight.
And then the other thing is, then what happens when the chickens, as has happened to me, the chickens become cannibals and start eating their own eggs? So then what the hell do you have chickens for? So at that point, I used to give them to this guy that I knew who owned who boarded horses up in New Hampshire. And he needed them just to eat the grain and keep the out of the barn, to keep the rats and the rodents out of the barn. This is the kind of stuff that we're going back to the 70s and 80s here, folks. And, we got to start thinking about chickens and all that kind of stuff. If you could support your overall cognitive health with a convenient, delicious daily chew, why wouldn't you? That's why I take Super Beats Memory and Focus Chews. They are really good for you. They're from the makers of Super Beats Heart Chews, and they're for your brain blood flow, and they support your overall cognitive health. They taste great. They come wrapped in foil, just like the regular Super Beats. And you take two a day, and they promote blood flow, and it supports your cardiovascular and your cognitive health. Combining clinically studied ingredients unique to this product, Super Beats Memory and Focus promotes brain blood flow, supports memory alertness, and helps support reduced perceptions of mental fatigue. Super Beats Memory and Focus supports brain health two ways: by promoting blood flow and supporting healthy levels of BDNF. BDNF is a key neuroprotein. It's essential to sustaining memory, learning, and higher thinking as we age. And like other Super Beats products, Super Beats Memory and Focus was crafted under the careful guidance of scientists and features clinically studied key ingredients. It's the only cognitive chew of its kind. I'm sorry, VIPs, I ran out of both the memory chews and the regular Super Beats hard chews. I'll see if I can find some in the kitchen during the next break, because you're going to love it. Support your brain health and cognitive performance with Super Beats Memory and Focus. Take advantage of this limited time offer today. Right now, you can get a free supply of new Super Beats Memory and Focus when you purchase the regular Super Beats hard chews, which are great. The difference is, Super Beats Heart Chews have pomegranate flavor, and the Memory and Focus Chews are blueberry flavored, but they're both delicious. They taste like candy, but they're good for you. You can order Super Beats Heart Chews and get the free Super Beats Memory and Focus at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who's we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson? and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. There's a poll out today. It's not a surprising poll, but it amused me. A poll of 1,200 registered voters released yesterday by the Competitive Enterprise Institute found that 35% of Americans are unwilling to spend any of their own money to release the impact of climate change, with another 15% saying they would only go as high as $10 per month. I know John Kerry is deeply committed to stopping the rise of sea levels, but I wonder how much John Kerry would spend of his own money.
Let's not get silly here.
Not of his second wife's first husband's trust fund, but I mean of his own money. Probably, I'm guessing he's going to be in zero. But anyway, forget grocery store crowds. Choose from over 25 chef-created recipes every week with HelloFresh. You'll get a box on your doorstep filled with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that, in as little as 20 minutes, will become delicious meals. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, with code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12. So, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
How much money per month would you be willing to contribute to the prevention of climate change?
Zero.
Yeah, we have 0, 1 to 10, or more than 10, and 98% say $0. 2% say 1 to 10, and only 1% more than 10.
844-500-4242. For once, truthful response to a poll question. 844-500-4242. 781, price of building materials has gone nuts. Example, in August of last year, my daughter locked in a price of $350,000 for her new under-construction townhouse in Douglas, Mass. Exact same unit today with the same options is $419,000. The increase is all because of the increase in material costs. She hasn't even passed papers yet and already has $69,000 in equity. 603, was in a Seacoast, New Hampshire boat dealer today registering my boat. No outboard motors above 20 horsepower in stock. The place usually has all models up to 250 horsepower. Absolutely ridiculous. People need to wake up to the world these moonbats want us to live in. Yeah, I think the key word is us to live in. Not them, us. And people are also telling me that at Market Basket this week, you can still get a dozen white eggs for under a buck. So
I'm a each.
No, I don't know. I don't know. It's a moot point now that the mailroom manager has gone organic. You know, I used to keep a box. I used to keep an old box around. I would go I would buy the regular eggs and then I would put them in the old organic box when I got home. Saved me like $4 or $5. But
how long did it take for her to catch on to that?
Not long.
Could she taste the difference, or did she catch you in the act?
I think she caught me in the act. She caught a couple of the organic, empty organic boxes. You know, I had them hidden somewhere. I had them stashed, probably with my returnables.
Always burn the evidence.
844-500-4242. George, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, Howie, I hate to disagree with the host, but I do have to call into question your egg and chicken story. And chickens will not eat their own eggs or another chicken's eggs.
Wait a second. Well, who was eating the eggs then in my little chicken coop in South Acton?
Maybe it was a skunk. Maybe it was something else.
Wait, you don't think the skunk?
I actually have witnessed a chicken lay an egg and then eat it.
Have you ever owned chickens?
Yes. And so now if you drop an egg or it's cracked and it's open, then they will eat it. But to peck their own egg.
That wasn't a stipulation.
I got the feel, you know, when I would go out there in the morning, those eggs looked like they had been, you know, everything in them had been stripped out, just like, you know, it had been broken and put into a bowl to be turned into a scrambled egg. All right. Thank you. I'll have to agree to disagree with about the chickens. 844-500-4242. I miss my Rhode Island Reds. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 508. Ordered a GE refrigerator in August 2020. Still not delivered. We canceled the order last week. Horrendous. 844-500-4242. 860 says, George is wrong. Once a chicken gets the taste, you got to cull them from the flock. That's what I've always been told. But, you know, people would say to me, you know, how did you, you know, why don't you get rid of the chicken that ate the egg? And I say, What do you think I got surveillance cameras out there? And I can't tell one Rhode Island Red from another chicken. I don't know which one did it. I don't want to kill all of them or give all of them to the farm up in New Hampshire.
Didn't have a chicken cam installed in the coop?
No, I didn't have a chicken cam. Oh, man, though. It was horrible the couple of times that I had to go out there and see and the thing was it wasn't like the animal, whatever it was, a coyote or a fox or a fisher cat, ate them. It's just like they ripped off the head, and then, you know, that was their sport for the evening, and then they moved on.
Like UFO cattle mutilations?
Exactly. That's a good way to put it. 781, where does George think the saying egg on your face came from? The guilty chicken would have egg on its face. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Howie, I just want to tell you two experiences I had in the last couple of days going to Home Depot to shop.
Yeah.
And the first one was I bought 12 bags of mulch, right?
Yeah.
And I paid for it in the store. I go out, and I'm loading up my truck. Nobody checks. Nobody checks what you're taking, right? Because they have no employees.
Right.
The signs are on the windows, we're hiring. Right?
Yeah.
Then today I went to buy a couple of pieces of lumber, and again, outside, nobody checks what you take. I mean, yeah.
There's no employees. I give you another example of having no employees. You know, Market Basket is further away from me because I live in Wellesley. The nearest one is in Waltham. So we're going on Saturday after the mask mandate is lifted. So today we just stopped in Whole Foods. I know. I shouldn't have done it. I'm not going back to Whole Foods until they put in a free gas pump to go along with the free electric fill up. That's what I should do. But so I go in there. It's 7:30, right? I mean, aren't supermarkets open at 7:30? I see a guy who's like he's got a mask on, of course, so I know he's an employee. He's lurking outside where the plants are at the entrance to Whole Foods. And he says, sorry, we don't open till 8 o'clock. When did this start? And he says, oh, didn't you see the notice on the door? The only notice I look for on a door of a store now is the scam is over. That's the only sign I want to see on a door. I don't want to see anything else. So that's another example, Bob, though. They didn't have enough workers. They've already like converted like half of the cash registers to self checkouts because they can't get any workers. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says, are you planning a cheap bastard deal for menthol cigarettes? I run those cheap bastard deals out of the trunk of my car, Mark. That's the way I've been running them for, I hate to say it, almost 50 years since I used to go to UNC and I'd come back up to Western Mass. I was a very popular guy in Franklin County with my 59 Impala trunk full of cigarettes. 844-500, North Carolina cigarettes. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. Sean, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sean.
I've been looking at the bullets at Sig Sauer. Back in December, they were about $18 for a 50-pack for the 9mm. Now they're up to 23, or if you want the hollow point, it's gone from 50 to 70, so about a 20% increase. And that might also have something to do with...
Demand. Just demand.
Biden. Yeah, that's right. What I was about to say. That might also have something to do with supply and demand, but... I mean, also just that much over such a period of time. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. That's another thing that's hard to get. When we have Toby from, or Brendan from Cape Gunworks on, they spend like half of their day just making calls trying to buy ammo. You know, I think it may have eased slightly in the last couple of weeks, but they have a tough time getting anything. 844-500-4242. A couple of people, I guess, are texting me and saying that the weasels, their MO is to just bite off the head and leave the rest of it. I didn't know I had any weasels out there in that area. I mean, I had some two-legged weasels, but I didn't know that there were any four-legged weasels. 844-500-4242. You're not a Prime member anymore. Didn't Amazon buy Whole Foods? It's the closest place to where I live. I mean, it's just the most. I know I shouldn't be doing it, and again I'm going to stock. I stock up at Market Basket, but sometimes I use Whole Foods as like a 7-Eleven. 844-500-4242. 781 says, when Fenway opens up fully on Saturday, Fenway Park, only the concessions people are required to wear masks, nobody else. That's good. Let's see. 917, I think the price of fentanyl has gone down since Biden got in. Well, that would only make sense. Supply and demand. You know, there's a bigger supply. They're running all these people across the borders. They're bringing in more fentanyl into the country. 844-500-4242, 781. That caller is lucky to find 9mm ammunition at all. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Thanks for taking my call, Howie.
Thank you.
I had the opportunity to look at my tax assessment for last year because I had to pull a building permit for my overpriced roof that I need to get done. And lo and behold, the assessment on my building went up 25% from last year to this year.
25%?
And I guess that's 25%. And I guess it's the cost of lumber, but, you know, usually it goes up maybe 3, maybe 5, sometimes right. 7.
What happened to Proposition 2.5, Jay? Are you in Massachusetts?
No, I'm in Maine.
Oh, okay. That's the... Yeah, see, we have this thing in Massachusetts. Supposedly, your real estate valuation is only supposed to go up 2.5% a year unless there's a vote citywide or townwide. That's amazing. 25%? I mean, I would think there would be a taxpayer uprising in whatever town or city you're living in.
There probably would be if they had to notify you that this has happened, but they just do it automatically. You know, no assessor came to the house. They just do it on an index, and they don't tell you until you get your tax bill.
Yeah.
You know, there's no, they don't have to give you a notice that says your taxes went up.
Yeah, I mentioned this in my column today. You know, they got this nationwide moratoriums, maybe they're not nationwide anymore. Maybe that expired, but they have this state to state. They have these. You don't have to pay rent. Because you're only getting $600 more a week in unemployment, used to be. Now it's $300 more a week. So of course you're destitute because you're making more money on unemployment than you made while you were working. So you don't have to pay your rent. Do landlords get a moratorium on their rent on their tax payments? Of course the answer is no. Do you get a moratorium on paying the utility? You know, the water bills, for instance, the sewerage bills. No. You know, I talked to a guy a couple of days ago. He was a taxpayer in Boston, doesn't have a mortgage. He must be a rich bastard. So he deserves whatever he gets. No, I don't think so. But he doesn't have a mortgage. So his taxes aren't in the mortgage payment that he makes. The bank is not responsible for it. He's responsible for it. So he goes to City Hall. But guess what? City Hall is only open a few hours a week now because you can't pay your bills. And so then they sent, it's because he didn't show up at the right hours, they sent him a bill for late payment of his property taxes. These people have been on vacation for a year. It's so irritating. There's such a double standard here. You know, if you're in the public or the private sector. Thanks for the call, Jay. Joan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joan.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Things are pretty crazy up here in Massachusetts. I don't know if you know or not, but the high schools are doing sort of like assembly-style vaccine clinics for kids.
Yeah.
You get kids marching across the stage in front of their peers, basically being applauded for getting their vaccine and experimental shots, which didn't even have trials on children. And
right.
Now the state of Massachusetts is moving to vaccinate all the way down to the lower grades.
I don't know what that's all about. Grace had somebody on, one of the women who was involved in the big demonstration at the Board of Education meeting in Malden yesterday. They were thrown out because they were protesting masks, the statewide mask mandates for kids in schools. They said, you know, rescind it for next fall. And they said only 11 people could come in, and they threw the rest of them out of the building. And this, the woman that Grace had on the last show said that that they in Sutton, Massachusetts, which I think is in Worcester County, they now have part of the graduation ceremony. You can get a shot as you go and get your graduation. Again, whatever happened to my body, myself? You know, our bodies, ourselves. Whatever happened to privacy questions? Do you get to ask people what kinds of medication they're taking? I don't think you get to ask certain questions. If someone applies for a job with you, you don't get to ask certain questions. 844-500-4242-413. New condos going in at the base of Mount Sugarloaf in South Deerfield. They started at $300,000 2 years ago. Same ones are now $450,000. 844-500-4242. A sandwich is up 25%. Compare the menus from last year. It's I know. How far are you from Wegmans on Route 9? If I went to Wegmans on Route 9, I might as well go to Waltham to the Market Basket. That's how far away I am. I'm on the other side of Wellesley, so I'd rather go to Roach Brothers for my quick pickups, but the mailroom manager doesn't like the parking lot at Roach Brothers. This is the price you pay for being
What's
married.
What's wrong with the parking lot?
It's smaller. Okay, that's all. She says I don't know what the problem
higher incident
is.
Rate of hit and runs.
No, I don't think so. I've never noticed the difference. The only difference is that you can't get your Tesla, charged for free at the Roach Brother parking lot as opposed to the Whole Foods parking lot. That's the only difference I see. Okay, thank you. 844-500-4242. Sitting is the new smoking. These days we are sitting working on our computers more than ever. Let me tell you about my new favorite office chair, the Backstrong chair. You know that stiff feeling you get when you sit too long while working? It's gone if you have the Backstrong chair. And when I get out of the Backstrong chair to walk around, my body doesn't hurt. Poorly designed office chairs can lead to severe pain in your hips, back, and shoulders, but not if you use the Backstrong chair. It guarantees you good posture. You literally cannot slouch. The Backstrong was a result of 5+ years of prototyping and research, working with pain patients and testing to arrive at patented sit-in-motion technology that positions the hips into natural, ideal alignment for healthy sitting. Do you sit more than 4 hours per day? Do you get up from your chair feeling tired, drained, unmotivated? Do you have back pain or loose feeling in your legs because you're sitting for extended periods of time? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need this, the Backstrong chair. It's super comfortable, perfect for your home or office, backed by hundreds of 5-star reviews. 60-day money-back guarantee. Save $100 plus get free shipping when you use discount code Howie. To get yours, go to backstrong.com today. Again, get $100 off and free shipping by going to backstrong.com and using discount code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
All right, G-Dope, I want to do my share of the work.
Work!
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242-774 says $19 an hour plus tips at Dunkin' Donuts in Plymouth, Mass., and they still can't make my coffee right. I was talking to a guy today who owns a motel on Cape Cod. He can't get a housekeeper to save his life. And I said, honestly, why would you want to be a housekeeper when you could be a waitress? You make a lot more money. And I guess they're paying 18. He said they're paying $18 an hour down on the Cape at Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know how could a motel pay $18 an hour to a housekeeper? And again, I'd rather work behind the counter at Dunkin', even in Woburn where they throw coffee at you, than be a housekeeper. 844-500-4242-207. I'll take the real estate gains. That's not inflation. Well, I guess if you own, you can tell yourself it's not inflation, but it is. But the $575 I just had to pay at CVS for a birthday card, on the other hand. The price of cards has been going up for a long time, even before everything started here.
Well, sell your house and
all of a sudden
your capital gains.
Yeah, and one of the VIPs points out you got to pay capital gains. I like the price of real estate going up at a reasonable rate, but this kind of stuff is crazy. 844-500-4242. Neil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Neil.
Howie, I hear this morning that the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is going to raise the cost of a hunting fishing license.
Yeah.
Incrementally.
Yes.
And then they're going to double the amount you have to pay for a stamp. So if you want to bag a turkey, if you want to hunt archery.
Yeah. They've been holding hearings on this for a while now. Yeah.
But you know, the hunting license, the money goes to
conservation.
Bringing back trout.
Right.
Bringing back whatever it is that.
Right.
And because there aren't enough hunters.
Right. The amount of hunters is only a fraction of what it used to be, which is why you have more and more coyotes killing my chickens, if I still had chickens. That's why you have more deer running into cars and that's why you have more Lyme disease. Yeah, I know it's crazy, Neil. And all those hunters that are going to have, and fishermen, they're going to have to pay more for their licenses. They should remember this if Charlie Baker runs for re-election, because I would dare say that there are a lot more hunters and game people that are registered Republican or independent than Democrats. Thanks for pointing that out. Douglas, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Douglas.
Hi, Howie. I was listening to your radio show for a while, and I heard there was a huge labor shortage, so I decided to get a second job. A lot of these places I went into, they said you had to apply online, and I'm like, I don't have a computer. Thank you. Have a nice day. I walk into one place, and I started saying that, and they're like, wait a second, we'll interview you right here. Didn't even have to fill an application. I'm like, great. And they're like, one thing though, you got to get black pants. I'm like, well, my other job, I got tan khakis. Can I wear those? And they're like, nope, they got to be black pants. I'm like, okay. I'm thinking $15 a piece, just like the old days, no problem. Two pairs of pants, $100. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. What type of world am I living in where I have to pay $100 for two pairs of pants?
I didn't realize the price of pants had gone up too. But then again, I haven't been buying many clothes lately. The place I used to buy clothes went out of business. Thank you, Charlie Parker. Again, seems like everything, half the places I used to go to, restaurants, stores, they're all out of business now. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.